for your family, your community, your nation. Mobilize for defense through your American Red Cross. And here is a salute to you and your Red Cross, especially transcribed and starring Bob Hope.
Thank you very much. How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? Here we are at the United States Terminal for Air Evacuation for All Korean Wounded, ladies and gentlemen. They have a hospital here with a permanent staff of 50 doctors and 200 nurses. I didn't expect it, but when I arrived, they gave me a wonderful reception in front of the hospital, a 21-gun salute. Well, they weren't exactly guns. They were water pistols filled with chloroform. Of course, this is a little new to me. It's the first time I've ever been in a hospital before a broadcast. When I walked in... And these boys were so happy to see us, they even resorted to flattery. There's a sign on this door down the corridor that says, "Welcome Bob Hope and Les Brown, gentlemen." I went through the hospital wars to see some of the guys, and they were doing swell. Some of them were writing letters to their girls. Others were making presents for their girls. Some of them were looking at pictures of girls. And some of them were working with mechano sets, building girls. And there was a pretty nurse in the ward, so I slipped on a bathrobe and stood by one of the beds pretending that I was one of the patients. And she believed me. If there's a patient here named Murphy who is missing his penicillin shots, I can tell him where they are. But while I was there, I did donate a pint of blood. One guy was operated on yesterday, and now he's eating enough for two men. First, nobody could understand it. Then they discovered they'd sewed him up and left the doctor inside. Lots of the doctors up here are flying surgeons. They can take out your appendix without unfastening your safety belt. I had dinner here at the hospital, and can these patients eat? The chaplain said grace, and between say and grace, they were ready for dessert. Little trouble at the table. The surgeons had a big fight to see who would open the turkey. While they were arguing, the turkey got discharged. Friends, my business is laughs, but now for a minute, let's consider something you can't laugh off. Something tears won't help much either. This demands action, yours and mine. These are times of peril. Our armed forces are vitally important to the very life of the nation. They must have all the help and encouragement we at home can give them. Through your American Red Cross, you can give help and comfort to our servicemen wherever they are. Consider a boy named Sam, just a kid of 20 or so, thousands of miles from home when a letter came from a neighbor. His father had been rushed to a hospital for an extremely serious operation. That father was all Sam had in the world. Days passed, and no further word reached Sam. He was tormented by thoughts of his dad. Did he have money for the operation and proper care? Who was with him? Had he even lived? Sam's morale was shot, his efficiency slipping, when he got to the Red Cross field director. Red Cross got a message through to the chapter nearest Sam's home. The answer was like a song to Sam. Father's condition satisfactory. Red Cross providing for the emergency. Just a little thing, you say, for us at home, yes. Pick up the phone and send a telegram, but to your serviceman, far from home and familiar conveniences, a message sent and answered can mean the difference between torment and assurance. Listen, friends, let's help those boys all we can. Let's dig deep into our pockets and give enough through the 1951 Fund campaign to help Red Cross expand its services to meet the increased needs of our expanding military. Let's keep our Red Cross standing shoulder to shoulder with those who have served this nation in uniform. Are you comfortable, Claudette?
Yes, I'm all right, Bob.
Now, Claudette, isn't this better than traveling on a stuffy old train or plane? This way, we've got solid comfort. And I bet you were surprised to find my car was equipped to serve a warm lunch.
Yes, but isn't it rather messy, a glove compartment full of hot meatballs?
Well, I'll admit it. I'll admit it is a little messy. I should never have taken the spaghetti out while the windshield wipers were going. Before I could get them turned off, I was tied to the steering wheel and sprayed with meat sauce. But anyway, Claudette, it's nice to eat a little snack while we're driving along. Have something else?
No, no thanks, Bobby. It's so dark in that glove compartment, you don't know what you're getting. So far, I've eaten 3 pickles, a liverwurst on rye, and a California roadmap with ketchup.
I know what you mean. I ate 3 olives before I found out they were flashlight bulbs. Gee, look at the gas needle, almost empty. Oh, there's a station. Wonder where the attendant is. Is anybody here?
Yeah, I'll be right with you, boy. I'm doing a little mechanical work.
Mechanical work?
Yeah, boy, it's the boss's day off and I got my hand caught in the cash register. There, that got it out. Yeah, what can I do for you?
We want some gas.
Oh, to be sure. Well, how do you do, lady?
How do you do?
My, you're pretty. And you look so familiar. I feel that we must have met before someplace.
Well, I hardly
think... Oh, now, don't tell me where it was. Did we waltz to muted strings in the wisteria room of the Bal Tabaran? No. Did we drink champagne together at the top of the mark? Dive for clams off Fisherman's Wharf?
Come on, will you? Put the gas in, that's all.
Oh, but I'm sure I know this little lady from somewhere. Oh, that's right. You're Claudette Colbert, ain't you? Gee, I think you're swell in pictures, miss.
Well, thank you.
I'm doing all right in Hollywood, too, you know.
Oh, sure, you do good any place. You could even make a lot of money right here.
Right here? How do you mean?
Just think of all the gas you could pump through that nozzle. Well, I've checked everything and filled the tank. That'll be $7.40.
$7.40? You got your nerve. Why don't you get a gun and hold people up on the highway? I've never heard of such barefaced robbery. $7.40.
Okay. Make it $6.40.
That's better. Here's your money. Goodbye.
Bob, I was embarrassed. You shouldn't have argued with him like that.
Why not? I saved you a dollar, didn't I? Claudette, I'm glad I got you alone like this because I've been wanting to ask you for a long time. Why is it we've never been in a picture together?
Oh, I don't know, Bob. I guess it's just that when I'm choosing a leading man, I don't think of you. I think of an actor.
Gee, the radiator's heating up. I'll pull into this gas station and get some water.
Well, I hope the attendant here isn't like that awful man in the last gas station. He was nothing but a thief.
Oh, don't worry. There couldn't be 2 crooks like that on the same highway.
What'll you bet, boy?
Now, wait a minute. How did you get way up here?
Oh, everybody makes that mistake. You must have stopped at my brother's gas station 20 miles back.
Well, if that's your brother, he's an out-and-out thief. He tried to cheat us.
He did? Well, wait till I get home and tell Ma that.
Now, wait a minute. You're going to tell her son is a thief?
Oh, she'll be glad to hear it. She's beginning to lose faith in him.
Come on, Claudette. Let's get out of here.
Say, Bob, Travis Field can't be much further.
Yeah, we've been on the road quite a while.
Look at those 2 little signs along the roadside. Greetings, traveler. Welcome, friend. Vacaville is around the bend.
Drive 50 or 60, lickety-split, in Vacaville. There's nothing to hit.
You're driving carelessly. Watch out for the cop badge 83.
He's a real mean cop, and he'll ruin your joy.
Pull up to the curb, because that's me, boy.
Oh, I
might have known there'd be a third brother.
That's right. I got you, buddy, and I'm an honest cop, so don't try to bribe me.
Well, who mentioned bribery?
I did. Somebody has to break the ice. I'll have to fine you $10 for speeding.
Let me handle this, Bob. Now then, Captain.
No, I'm just a lieutenant.
Oh, but you look like a captain. You're so big and handsome. We weren't going very fast, were we?
You were doing 60.
Oh, officer, your big brown eyes must have deceived you.
Well, you were doing 35. maybe 25.
Oh, I'm just so glad you caught up with us so I could meet a big, wonderful man like you. How fast were we going?
Come to think of it, you were standing still.
You see, officer, you just admitted yourself we were standing still. You can't charge us $10 for that.
You're right, boy.
Okay.
It'll be $20 for parking.
That does it. Get out of here.